Welcome to Stop the Presses. It's high noon in Arizona where I'm at. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live. Yes, again, live. I know I've had some hiatuses lately. It's 29 April 2022, and we're video simulcasting today, per usual, with my fellow thought criminal, Ron Avery, at the helm doing the video simulcast. Ron's out of Seguin, Texas. And that live stream goes to livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, /stop the presses. For those that want to view this video and audio in real time, and it automatically archives there, just as the audio only part of this automatically archives to republicbroadcasting.org. Anyway, my guest today, and I've been trying to book him here, and it's my fault. I've had a lot of delays and hiatuses, as I mentioned. Is Clive DeCaro. He is out of England. He is an alternative health practitioner slash educator, makes his own products, at least to a large extent, if not completely, and he's got a lot of insights into how to create and maintain optimum health in an age where we're bombarded from all sides, not just by political propaganda, not just by geopolitical matters, not just by the debt-based usurious monetary system, not just by the mass media cartel, there's a lot of M's here, but also by the medical cartel, which has really reared its ugly head in the age of COVID, as we know, locking us down, shutting us down, deplatforming us even more, because they don't want the truth out about the nutritional and dietary alternatives that are out there and have been out there quite a long time. But many people are perfecting these things and making them much better quality. They're becoming more readily available. More people are looking into these alternatives because COVID has shown us a very ugly side of the medical cartel. And a lot of people are waking up, and that's our job, is to wake more people up, and those that have been woken up, to keep them awake, and to not just complain, not just criticize the Faucis of the world and the NHSs of the world, but to show what the real alternatives are in terms of health. And Clive is a great person to do that. And Clive, thanks for being on the show.
A great pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
No problem. I think you were momentarily muted there, but we sound good now. And I'll assume from Ron Avery, unless I hear otherwise, all systems are go on the very tricky and sometimes fragile video simulcast of this. It's amazing how it all works. I'll never understand it. It's like trying to understand the Internal Revenue Code of the U.S. At any rate, Clive, it's great to have you here. In a minute, I'll show your website. I do a share screen thing for that and some other items. But how did you come into alternative health, and what is your main goal here? You know, how do you go about this? I know we talked a little off the air. You got to stop toxifying your body, and you got to detox, and you move from there. We'll talk about that a little bit. But how did you get into this? It seems like it's something that you're cut out to do. You're very much a natural at it. I've tried your products; they're great. Everything I've tried is excellent. So, just how'd you get started in this, and go from there?
Well, like so many other people in the health field, it was because I got incredibly ill and almost died, and the doctors gave up on me, and they said, there's nothing that can be done for you. And at that point, I was in a state where I could no longer walk or get dressed. I was really in a state, and I'd been in hospital for weeks. And they kept on saying, well, look, take drugs, take drugs. And I would explain that I wasn't low on drugs. Shortage of medical pharmaceutical drugs was not my issue. It was something else, you know. And in fact, it was medical drugs that got me there, because I took an antibiotic once, very stupid of me, and that led to all my problems. Anyway, while I was in hospital, I was reading books and figured out what was wrong with me and how to reverse it. So I had arthritis so badly, you would have looked at my hands and thought I was an 80-year-old. All the arthritis went away about 37, 38 years ago and has never come back. And then my dad's best friend recovered from cancer naturally. He'd been told he'd got weeks left to live, and he lived another 20 years and didn't die from cancer in the end. And so I had a contact lens company many years ago, and I sold it to Johnson & Johnson. And suddenly I realized I could retire, essentially. And at that point, I was living on an organic farm. I had a lie detector company which detected lies over the internet, or over the phone, I should say, using a computer. And so I got a huge number of interests. But I decided that actually what I should do is teach people how to get their health back, because doctors are not taught health. You know, I'm sure you know, Mark, that in medical school, they do about 4 hours a year on health, which would be nutrition and minerals and vitamins and amino acids and essential fats and so on. But in 4 hours, that's not enough time, even if what they were taught was right, which often it isn't. So doctors don't know health. And when we lose our health, it's foolish to go to a doctor because they don't study health. One should go to a health practitioner if you want to get your health back. If you want drugs, radiation, or surgery, well, doctors are expert at that. So doctors are taught at medical school that people's bodies go wrong. No, they don't. People's bodies never go wrong. People's bodies adapt to a situation. So if they're poisoning themselves with bad foods, then their bodies will adapt to that poisoned situation and do the best it can. It's not the body goes wrong. We are self-repairing. Doctors are not taught that simple fact that we self-repair, but we all know we self-repair. And a good example is, let's say, a young child, they cut themselves. A few minutes later, it's all healed up. Whereas by the time we get to our age, it's not so quick to heal up. So I started looking into, why do children heal really fast, where the older we get, it slows down? What is it? What is the real factor? So take a child. What are they really good at? What they're really, really good at when they're young is falling flat on their faces and getting up again, right? Sometimes they sprain their ankle. Sometimes they actually quite hurt themselves, but assuming other people aren't panicking, they just get up and carry on. So what's the mechanism? What is the physiological mechanism of repair? Well, let me explain it like this. Children are full of proteolytic enzymes. What is a proteolytic enzyme? It's an enzyme that dissolves proteins. Now, proteolytic enzymes enable us to repair without scar tissue. They enable us to repair with minimal inflammation. Yes, the kid might scrape their knee, it goes red for a very short time, and within no time it's just healed up. So proteolytic enzymes are capable. But let's take somebody now a bit older. So let's say that child, within 5 minutes, their sprained ankle has completely fixed itself. The inflammation is gone, pain's gone, and the fibrosis, the scar tissue, hasn't happened. But now let's say we get to 15 years old, and now if we cut ourselves badly, we'll probably have a scar, and that scar may be with us for life. If we get really old, then we might cut ourselves. It might never heal properly, conceivably. But this is where proteolytic enzymes come in as a supplement, because let's say by the time we got to 80, we've probably got less than 10% of our ability to make these enzymes and repair. So let's say one was to supplement with proteolytic enzymes. Now, because they dissolve protein, you couldn't take them with a meal, because if the meal had protein of any type, the proteolytic enzymes would get to work digesting the meal. But what you want them to do, you want them to take it on an empty stomach. Then if you've got scars, let's say external scars, could be 50 years old, those scars, whatever, you've got scars on the inside or the outside of your body, proteolytic enzymes will, so to speak, eat them up, because the body sees scar tissue as foreign protein, you might say. So scar tissue could be reversed. Now, why is this so important? Well, anybody who's had an operation, it's important for them. Anybody who's got a disease with osis on the end, which is like fibrosis, that's scar tissue. So if you've got multiple sclerosis, you've got sclerosis of the liver, you've got osteoporosis, anything with an osis at the end is basically a buildup of scar tissue. And how... Sorry?
That's very interesting. I'm just responding. Keep going.
So how scar tissue works, it's a bit like a spider's web. So let's say that somebody's arteries are in danger of bursting, right? Probably they haven't had enough vitamin C, maybe haven't had enough sunshine, probably they haven't had enough magnesium. Various things have weakened the arteries. So what the intelligent body does to adapt to the danger, the person might die, is it lines the artery like an internal bandage with things like might be calcium, might be cholesterol, which is actually a good thing, it's a bandage, the cholesterol, or it might be fibrosis, which is like a spider's web holding the arteries together. Now, so if you're having a decent diet, you're not poisoning yourself, you're using the really key minerals and vitamins that you might need, and pretty much everybody is low on magnesium, pretty much everybody's low on vitamin C, actually crucial, then with proteolytic enzymes, you should be able to get rid of the scar tissue and replace that tissue with normal, healthy tissue, which works maybe 10 times more effectively than scar tissue does. So anybody who's got cysts, fibroids, endometriosis, whole host of ossises, right? You can fix that, you can reverse that. Then on the other side, there's the inflammatory diseases, like anything that ends in itis, like arthritis, cancer is inflammatory, all sorts of things like heart problems are inflammatory. So proteolytic enzymes, again, dampen down inflammation, and therefore the pain stops. So people don't realize, because we should have been taught at school, how does the body work? Because we've got this huge enzyme system in our body. You know, everybody's aware of maybe the lymph system, which carries the toxins out. People are aware of the blood flow, the veins, the arteries, you know, the musculature, the ligaments and tendons, but not many people really focus on enzymes. So why enzymes are so important is they do the work. You know, they break down proteins or any other food you eat and help you digest it. So let's say you ate carbohydrates. Now, chewing is where the enzymes are created in your body to dissolve carbohydrates. So if you're eating bread or starchy vegetables or some pasta, pizza, that sort of thing, you want to chew it a lot, and that will help you digest it better than other foods are digested in various different places. So there is an argument, which I've heard quite a lot of health practitioners put out there, that actually by the time you get to say 45, 50, 55, you're so low on digestive enzymes that it's worth supplementing with them at a meal. So, I mean, anybody, for instance, who gets acid reflux, they get bloating, for instance. Now, the chances are that what's going on there is that they are low on stomach acid. The doctor almost certainly would have told them, that they would have read in the press, that they have too much stomach acid. That's what people are told. It's the opposite. When we get older, we don't make too much of anything. We don't make too much testosterone. We don't make too much of anything, particularly digestive enzymes. So the idea that suddenly everything's slowing down, but we're making more stomach acid, this is just rubbish. It's just not the case. By taking an antacid, an antiacid, yes, you calm down the acidity in the stomach, but the acidity in the stomach is not stomach acid. It's a different type of acid. And the doctors know so little about health. Health is not on the curriculum. So they don't know, and they misinterpret it. They say, you're making too much stomach acid when you're making too little. And that's easily fixed with a digestive enzyme like unpasteurized apple cider vinegar. So people who take a tablespoonful or two of apple cider vinegar in water, say half an hour, 25 minutes before the start of a meal, that will give them enough acidity to kickstart things going and will probably help their digestion enormously. Equally, if one didn't like the taste of apple cider vinegar, there's a supplement that you can take, which is an extract from beetroots, from beets, called betaine. People often take betaine and pepsin with a meal. You wouldn't want to do that long term, but you may well be able to get over stomach issues, like ulcers or whatever stomach issue somebody might have, by using betaine or apple cider vinegar or a general blend of digestive enzymes at the beginning of each meal, taking them as like a capsule. And then suddenly they could find, well, the bloating's gone, the acid reflux gone, you know, they're in the bathroom more regularly. There are so many really simple things that one can do to fix almost every issue. But proteolytic enzymes are an interesting place to start. Certainly, the older I would be, the more I would want to take proteolytic enzymes, you know, for the reasons we've just gone through.
This is very interesting, Clive. I'm pretty well informed about health matters. I've written about these things a lot. I'm not familiar with specifically proteolytic enzymes. Enzymes in general, I have some awareness of what they do and why they're important. But this sounds like kind of a breakthrough item, like something, not just another health product to take that's good for you, but something that's vitally important that kind of makes everything else work better. So this sounds like something someone would not want to be without, especially an older person. But because it kind of, like you say, it sort of brings you back to that childhood vigor that you once had.
Well, it's a good start. I mean, obviously, this is incredibly new information. It's only been known since, I think, 1906, when Dr. Beard was using proteolytic enzymes to reverse tumors. Right, so it's only been around for 115 years or so, which is why, of course, the medical profession hasn't caught up yet in general.
Well, talk about slow, right? And we got about 2 minutes approximately before the first commercial break. Coming out of that break, I'll show your website, and I'll show that again probably toward the end of the show through a little screen sharing. But yeah, this is interesting to look at it in terms of the OSIS's or the OSIS conditions, the itis conditions, to differentiate on those things, to know what they are and to know what to do about them, and to use proteolytic enzymes, among other things. And you talk a lot about people not getting enough sun. Of course, your body makes vitamin D naturally from the sun. Boy, here in Arizona where I'm at, the sunshine is just wonderful. You can feel the way it affects your body. And vitamin C, now that's something so common, and yet, commonly speaking, almost everybody is deficient in vitamin C, correct?
And it's maybe
Go ahead.
It's absolutely right. I mean, the thing is that, let's say you pick a bell pepper, right, full of vitamin C and full of hopefully minerals if it's been grown on real natural soil. So the next day, all the minerals are still there. They're all perfect. Minerals don't really deteriorate, but the vitamins are probably, I don't know, 30% down after a day. And by the time it's hit the supermarket via the warehouse, via a plane or who knows what, how many vitamins are left? Well, not that many. So because we're supposed to be eating freshly, in the old days we would have done, we would have gone out and picked it and eaten it. But now they're getting old, the vitamin content is so desperately low that most people are getting horrendous diseases because they're just low on vitamin C. Just that one is massive. The most important vitamin.
That's very interesting, and I'll just interject as we go into the break that ties right into the supply chain issue and the drastic need, as I say over and over again, to shorten the supply chains, and the best way is to have food sources local. Be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, from the little big horn to the Rio Grande, it seems we've seen the last lemonade stand. Well, all the flea markets and the paper routes, if you can't trade him off, you get muscled out.
Welcome to the next segment of Stop the Presses here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host live today, Mark Anderson, 29 April 2022. My first time guest is Clive DeCarl out of England. And we've been talking about some important health matters, alternative health matters. Now we're showing his website. And as you might expect, it's clivedecarl.com. That's clivedecarle.com. This will be on the description for today's show in the RBN archive. And Clive, I'm showing this here, and sure enough, right in the middle is the notation about, and I'm enlarging this for the video viewers, Clive DeCarl Prozyme, a.k.a. proteolytic enzymes.
Exactly. That's the one we've been talking about. And when doctors like Dr. Beard were using it for tumor shrinkage, which of course is one of the things that it would do, he was using about 150 capsules or whatever he was using at that point a day. And but now they've been able to make it hundreds of times stronger. So some people generally start just with one capsule. I personally am taking 10 each day. They're quite small and easy to swallow. Because I'm at an age where I want to stay alive and healthy as long as possible.
Yeah, you know, and something that a lot of people in the freedom fight forget about is that in order to effectively restore our liberties and overturn this tyranny that's coming at us from all sides, we need to be healthy. You can't be somebody who's chronically ill and effectively protect the freedoms, what little you might have left, and restore those you've lost. Part of the freedom fight is freedom from the effects of the medical cartel, the, you know, correct choice, the wise choice to be healthy and remain healthy, and therefore remain active and stay effective in the freedom fight. So it is a corollary, ladies and gentlemen, of what you're doing to protect and restore American liberty and liberty around the world, because we all want to be free, no matter where we're at. And this tyranny that has shown its ugly face during COVID, and at least they've done us that favor, right, Clive? They've taken the mask the rest of the way off for COVID, and now a lot of people that previously maybe didn't want to see what some of us have been seeing a long time, the tyranny that's budding up all around us, has become much more obvious. So the COVIDocracy, the bureaucracy that's grown up around COVID, has done us a kind of ironic favor in showing the iron fist under the velvet glove, as it were. And now not only can we say that we don't accept their edicts, but we have alternatives. And we're not just skeptical of vaccines. We don't just refuse to give up our freedom of choice in health. We're not just naysayers. We're not just rebels. We actually have ideas. We have alternatives. And I think that's what's important here too, Clive.
Well, absolutely. You know, the challenge is that COVID is a cult, and trying to convince cult members that they're in a cult is almost impossible. And so it's an interesting perspective. But I mean, I think it's worth looking at what is poisoning us. What are the number one, number two poisons out there? And I would suggest to you that they are the herbicide glyphosate, Monsanto, Bayer's Roundup. I would say that's poison number one, possibly. Possibly poison number two is graphene oxide. Graphene oxide obviously enables the electrical pathways in the body to be switched on and affected by 5G or whatever frequency they want to beam at people.
That's interesting. So, and now graphene glyphosate shows up in all sorts of like commercial boxed breakfast cereals, very common run-of-the-mill bread and run-of-the-mill oatmeal. A lot of your run-of-the-mill grain products is where a lot of the glyphosate makes its way into your body, correct?
Yes, and vegetables, and the fact they're spraying the streets with it to stop the weeds. They're spraying school playgrounds with it. It's everywhere. So what are the things that will actually neutralize glyphosate? Well, probably number one, I would suggest, is fulvic minerals. Fulvic minerals were the first supplement I ever put in a bottle ever with the view of giving them to my clients. And that was mainly because I had a result. I'm not very sensitive to supplements or anything. I don't usually feel much. But when I took fulvic minerals for the first time, I woke up the next morning and my body felt just a nicer place to be. It was odd. It was just easy in my body. And the next person I gave it to was a friend who's 3 months pregnant and getting bad morning sickness. She rings me up 3 days later and said the morning sickness had stopped. So it's not that fulvic minerals are the cure for morning sickness, but women aren't meant to get sick in the mornings. It's because they're lacking in nutrition that it's happening.
Hold that thought, Clive. We'll be right back with more with Clive DiCarlo from England. Stay tuned.
A simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on 4 pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the 3 branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind. Everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, parabellum.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to the second half of Stop the Presses here on 29 April 2022. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live today. We're live streaming thanks to fellow thought criminal and video engineer Ron Avery, who's often a co-commentator on this show. And that live stream goes to livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, /Stop the Presses. Of course, the audio stream goes to republicbroadcasting.org. That website has all the tools you need to listen in real time and listen to the archived shows. Anyway, some quick housekeeping. This is the latest American Free Press. I've got 3 articles in here, lots of other good stuff too. This is one of my latest ones. IMF, World Bank, showing this on the screen for the video viewers, describing it for audio only. IMF, World Bank are doubling down on climate change madness. And this is a Brit here, Clive, Nicholas Stern. He's a baron, I guess. And he is a longtime London School of Economics apparatchik. He was the World Bank's chief economist from 2000 to 2003. And basically, this article is talking about it's time to do away with the internal combustion engine altogether. So read more about it in American Free Press. You can get a hold of me through the station or write me at truthhound2@yahoo.com, T-R-U-T-H-H-O-U-N-D, the numeral 2 at yahoo.com, or contact American Free Press. subscriptions@AmericanFreePress.net. That's subscriptions@AmericanFreePress.net. Or call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS between Monday and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. And you can get many subscriptions, 8 editions over 16 weeks of American Free Press to read articles like this and many others, or longer subscriptions online as well. If you buy a full year's worth of the print version, you get a free online version as well. And a couple other important articles very quickly that just came up on my notebooks, you might say. This one here, Texas admits weather modification affecting 31 million acres in the state. I passed through Texas to get to New Mexico and Arizona on my recent travels and found that the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation is licensing all sorts of cloud seeding projects that you typically never hear about in the news. And silver iodide is being put into the environment. Here's a graphic. There's two basic ways of doing it, showing this for the video viewers. On the left, you have from the air, the silver iodide approach from the air. And that shows how that works. Chemical flares are dropped from the airplane, silver iodide crystals released into the clouds and so on. Or from the ground, this is perhaps lesser known, where a propane fuel tank, heat from the burning of propane lifts the silver iodide crystals to cloud level. So there's some environmental and health implications of this, of course, because it affects crops, the water table, therefore the growing of crops. And one wonders about silver iodide and these other methods, what effects they may have short-term and long-term on human health. And a very important story also to wind up for this quick plug about AFP, the persecution of Yuri Call. Of course, he's the son of murdered IRS critic Gordon Call, who was murdered in the summer, the early summer of 1983. This kind of recaps what happened to Yuri's father, Gordon, and the fact that Yuri is in prison technically for life. He's been in there almost 40 years. And check it out. This article tells how you can help try and get him out of prison. Well, basically, this tells the background of it. I announced on this past Wednesday, Stop the Presses, on an address that you can write to encourage the powers that be to free Yuri from prison. I'll have more on that on this coming Monday's show. So that's a quick overview of American Free Press, the latest edition that just went to print. Now we're going to come out of that and get back to today's show with Clive DeCarl. And Clive, it's great to have you on for the first time on this show. Quickly, before we revisit Fulvic Minerals, where we left off, do you know much about silver iodide and using that for cloud seeding or other ways that it goes into the environment and what effect, if any, that might have on human health?
No, I've not researched silver iodide, but clearly they're spraying things that I think are a lot worse than that. Supposedly barium and cesium and everything they're putting in the chemtrails. I dread to think what they're doing. I mean, there is only one answer to this, which is the end of government globally. Is there any other way?
Well, some people, including Ron Avery, my partner, argue that government has basically been dissolved by the financial and internationalist, transnationalist powers, and that what we have in its place is governance, not government. They like that word, governance, and that's not the same thing. Do you see that the privateers that have taken over the mechanisms of government have their own ideas about how policy is created, and much of it is so clandestine or misreported, or it's an exercise in misdirection. We won't go off into the weeds in that for now for today's show, but suffice to say that government as we know it doesn't really fully exist, although the state governments in the U.S. probably retain some semblance of republicanism. And that's not the Republican Party, but Republican form of government. But anyway, Clive, Fulvic Minerals, I don't think you finished describing why they're important, and they seem to play a major role in detox. There's probably more to say there, and then you can go from there.
Yes, I mean, there are a number of people who believe it's the ultimate detoxification agent, and it comes from the soil. There are a few places in the world where the mineral content of the soils is so enormous that animals will cross miles of land to get and lick the rocks where the water, mineral-rich water, is coming out. And there are various places in the United States that have these deposits. The most famous one is in Utah, and that deposit, they reckon, is something like 100 million years old. Now, as minerals don't deteriorate, the fact it's 100 million years old doesn't necessarily matter. However, that's past its sell-by date, and the stuff we have is in date, which is about 30 million years old. And, of course, different periods in time, different things are happening in the world. around 30 million years ago, the sort of fossil records and so on would seem to indicate that things were much bigger then, that there were about four times the species. This would have been sort of pre-cataclysm, one might say. There were four times as many species, and things were generally much larger. So the minerals from that time, from the soil, are very powerful. You know, and as we know, in say, so went into the old forest, everything that's ever lived or died is in the soil, right? The soil is a perfect reflection of all life. Every amino acid, everything, every component of life is there. So in a bottle this size, 50 mil, you can get 4 months' worth of minerals from it, from a tiny little bottle like that. Now, it's not enough to cover every mineral, because a mineral like magnesium, which is the most important mineral, that's quite bulky, so you couldn't fit 4 months' worth in a small bottle. But for all the trace elements, the minerals that people don't know the names of, you know, people know about copper, they know about zinc, but there are about 70 other minerals with all sorts of names and all sorts of reasons for their existence. You know, in soil-based minerals, there is, for instance, the mineral yttrium, with a Y, yttrium. Now, a human biologist would say there is no part of the human being, in the sense of cells, that uses yttrium. And this may or may not be true, but the bacteria that lives in our gut, that bacteria, the friendly bacteria in our gut, which is basically acting as our immune system, it's, you know, good bacteria is essential to life, that bacteria eats yttrium. So even if you're taking the most expensive multi-mineral that you can buy, will it have yttrium? Because the biologists who put this together would say, well, humans don't need it. But yes, they do. It, you know, because we're outnumbered 10 to 1 by bacteria. If you counted human cells and counted bacteria, we're outnumbered. So who are we really? Are we a bunch of human cells carrying around very, very useful bacteria? Who really are we? What are we made of? On another level, I can tell you what we're made of. We're made of hydrogen. There's more hydrogen in you than anything else, because we're mainly water, therefore H2O, we're mainly hydrogen. It's amazing we don't explode. You know, you take a mineral like potassium or sodium or magnesium, they're highly flammable. You know, so there we are. And like potassium, sodium, they react with water. So here we are, a bag full of water and bacteria, and you throw in potassium, it's amazing we don't explode.
That is an interesting thought. I never thought about it that way. You know, when you break it down the way you are, Clive, it's very enlightening. And so magnesium is sort of the central mineral to take here. You know, I don't think a lot of people, certainly me, I consider myself reasonably well informed. I didn't know until relatively recently just how important magnesium is. What all does it do for the body?
Well, I found out the hard way because my arthritis was so bad, rheumatoid arthritis, so bad 35 years ago, I couldn't even get dressed. So magnesium dissolves calcium. So obviously there's inflammation and pain going on where you have these swollen joints and stuff, but the growth that starts to happen, that's a buildup of calcium because everybody's low on magnesium. I would say 95% of everybody does not have enough magnesium in their body. And the symptoms of magnesium deficiency could be things like, apart from arthritis, could be things like constipation, poor sleep. It could be heart arrhythmia. It could be panic attacks, anxiety. It could be heart issues of pretty much any kind. Back pain, any pain is probably probably a magnesium deficiency. Twitches around the eyes, hiccups, they're magnesium deficiency. Menstrual cramps, muscle cramps. You wake up in the morning and stretch and you get a cramp in your leg or your foot. Magnesium deficiency. Restless leg, your leg kicks out. There are I would say almost every health issue has a magnesium deficiency somewhere lurking there. And
how much magnesium should the average person take to avoid most of those problems and just on a good standard healthful level? What's a typical dose?
Okay. The RDA, the recommended daily allowance to stop you dying, is not enough to make... The RDA is not to keep you healthy. That's just the minimum you need not to die. So for women, it's 380 milligrams. For men, it's 400 milligrams, which equates to about 3 or 4 capsules. Now, when you go to buy any supplement, let's say this was magnesium, it might say 500 milligrams, you know, and it might be magnesium citrate, or it might be various types of magnesium, but it'll say in big letters, maybe 500 milligrams. Now, that is the weight of the magnesium and the citric acid that's the citrate, for example, right? Doesn't mean, people think, oh, I've heard that the RDA is 400, therefore, if I take one of these 500s, I'm getting enough. No, because the amount of elemental magnesium, once you've taken out the citrate part, is probably only 100 milligrams or 120 milligrams of that 500. So the minimum dose for many, many people is 3 or 4 capsules if it's the right stuff. Now, if you go into a cheap store and you buy, they may only have one type of magnesium, and I can guarantee you it'll be the wrong type unless you're very, very lucky. Now, the cheap stuff, you know, like everything, there's the cheap and nasty stuff, and there's the expensive, fabulous stuff. So the cheap and nasty stuff is generally magnesium oxide. So this is what you don't want. You do not want that one. You almost want any other one but that. Because when you take magnesium oxide, yes, it'll solve your constipation problem, but if you want to get enough magnesium to actually take the pain away, you can't do it, because you'd be in the bathroom all day and never get out, and you still wouldn't have got enough magnesium. So I favor a blend, because each magnesium salt, you know, because there's magnesium carbonate, there's magnesium malate, hundreds of them. Each one has a different effect. So I put a blend together of 4, which seems to be just about perfect for everybody. And if people are really low, I might say, look, for a few days, try 12 a day. Split it up into divided doses, but don't think that 1 or 2 is going to work. You probably wouldn't even feel it. 4, well, I take 4 a day, generally speaking, because my levels are up there, and 4 a day seems to be just about right for me. I don't get any of the magnesium deficiency symptoms, but if I drop below that, for a period of time, once the magnesium is gone, if I haven't been eating enough green vegetables, various things have got magnesium in, various foods have got it in, everything from chocolate to, you know, a whole host of things. But can you get enough, and was there any in the soil? Because if the soil has been hit with glyphosate and now all the bugs, all the beetles and the worms are all dead, and they're, look at this one. When I was young, when the wheat or the corn was harvested, they would burn all the stubble to the ground. So the minerals, which aren't affected by heat, would all be burnt into dust to fertilize the field for next year. But now, because they've stopped burning, at least they have in Europe and England, they have to take all the minerals and dump them somewhere, making the soils emptier and emptier every year for decades. So compared to what soils used to be like, these days there's almost nothing there. And so the food has nothing.
Let me interject, Clive. So a great public policy for someone who wanted to start changing things would to restore these time-honored practices, crop rotation, the burning and the mineral insertion that you talked about. All of this should be automatically restored to what it was. We do have a caller. Do you mind taking a call?
Sure.
Yeah, Frank out of New York, I believe. I hope you stuck with us, Frank. You still there? We still have the caller?
Yeah, yes, thank you. Very timely subject today. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yes, we can. Thanks. Go ahead.
Okay, could you guys tell me the difference between and what is the different applications for proteolytic enzymes and digestive enzymes, and how should they both be taken?
Okay, so digestive enzymes you want to take with food. You know, if you took proteolytic enzymes at the beginning of a meal, then that would help you digest the food, and then hopefully you've got more chance of assimilating all the nutrients into the cells of your body. So, I mean, we've got a tube, a hollow tube, right down the middle of us, and that food has a choice of being semi-processed and coming out partially used, or being fully utilized, making us strong and healthy. So digestive enzymes taken at the beginning of a meal will, you know, digest the food, you know, turn it from solid into liquid, one way would be to look at it. And so the older we are, the more important they are. I mean, let's say I had somebody come to me who was, say, 85 years old, and they've got the appetite of a sparrow. You say, look, if you want to be healthy and keep that muscle, those muscles strong, you need to eat. And they turn around and say, I can't, you know, I just don't want to. I just haven't got the appetite to eat the amount you say would be healthy. So if you give that person digestive enzymes with each meal they do eat, no matter how small, at least you're increasing the chance that they're going to get the goodness from the food. So that's digestive enzymes. Now, in a good digestive enzyme, you would have a proteolytic enzyme. You know, that would be normal to have one or two or more proteolytic enzymes to break down the protein part of the food that you're eating. But if you were to take the proteolytic enzyme 2 hours after a meal, then it will digest the foreign protein like tumors, like fibrosis, deal with the inflammation. And so I think that's hopefully a clear distinction.
So something like nattokinase and serrapeptidase in a formula, that would cover the job that proteolytic enzymes are supposed to do?
Absolutely. So, I mean, you've hit them right on the head. Serrapeptidase is the proteolytic enzyme of choice, which is what we use. And I also recommend nattokinase or natto. And we sell a supplement which is vitamin K2. And of course, you know, natto, vitamin K2 is the key for teeth. You know, the great dentist, Weston Price, realized that it was K2, which was when he was going to cultures who'd never been exposed to Western food, they always had perfect teeth. You never saw cavities or anything like that, and they weren't using toothpaste, they weren't using brushes, their teeth were always perfect. And it was realized that K2, and the best source of K2, if it's not from animal products, is from natto, which is a fermented product. And again, if you've got an osis, vitamin K2 as natto, oh my God, it's super important for good bones and teeth. Incredible.
Yes, thank you. And could you please give your website out slowly before this show's over?
So it's myname.com, clivedecarle.com. But I've got a second website, which is called secrethealthclub.com. Because here in England, the authorities, the government made me take down all my information back in 2014. I had, you know, a few hundred videos, and they made me take it down. They threatened me with a huge fine. And so when that happened, I realized that censorship was coming. And I started, as I say, secrethealthclub.com, which is a huge repository of information. Some of it, which here in England is illegal in the public space, but in a club, of course, you can more or less do what you like. So over the last 8 years, I've built it up into a sort of an A to Z of answers, because I don't do consultations really anymore, well, not for new clients. So what I say to people is, look, you know, I'm not going to consult with you, but actually the information is there. You've got Alzheimer's, or somebody has, or somebody's got arthritis, or somebody's got autism, or whatever it is. I've tried to put together concise videos by the best experts that I've come across, so that people with whatever the issue is can go straight to the meat of the matter. You know, what do I really need to do to get better?
Thank you, caller. Appreciate your question. And Clive, your very constructive answers on that. We've got just a couple of minutes. A quick announcement that those that want to write to the U.S. Parole Commission to help Yuri Von Call get out of prison, he's imprisoned in Pekin, Illinois, the Pekin FCI near Joliet. And that address, U.S. Parole Commission, 90 K Street, K like kangaroo, 90 K Street, Northeast, Big N, Big E, Northeast, comma, third floor, Washington, D.C., 20530. That's Yuri Von Call, R-O-Y-R-E-B-O-N-K-A-H-L, Yuri Von Call, 90 K Street, Northeast, third floor, Washington, D.C., 20530. Quick announcement there. I didn't have that address at my fingertips a little earlier. But, Clive, I want to thank you for being on the show and very constructively and intelligently explaining these key minerals and other deficiencies and ways to remedy what's going on, the long supply chains, the food that's been denatured, that's been robbed of its inherent nutrients, the soils that have been depleted, and the ways that we can remedy these things. We do have solutions. We're not just saying that we're skeptical of vaccines. We're not just saying that we don't believe the COVIDocracy narrative. We have real alternatives out here. And thanks again, Clive. That's C-L-I-V-E-D-E. Carl is carle.com, and you outlined your other website there. I wasn't aware you had that other website, but I'm going to check that out too. And I'm looking forward to checking out the fulvic minerals and some of these other things that you've recommended today, the proteolytic enzymes. I see some uses in my own family for that. That's for sure. So thanks again.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Ron. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, any final thoughts or announcements? Anything we need to know?
Perhaps I should come back another time, conceivably, because there are answers to addiction as one factor. People don't realize that people have been coming off heroin, for example. People have been coming off alcohol, whole host of problems easily once they know how to do it. And so that's a subject we could speak about another time, for instance.
Absolutely. Let's look at that in somewhere around 3 to 4 weeks from now. We'll revisit that and we'll cover that. That'd be a great idea. Thanks again, Clive. Well, hark, I hear the cannon roar. There's the departure music. Thanks, Ron, for simulcasting this. Stay for the next show. Stay tuned for the next show here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Mark Anderson. We'll see you next time on Stop the Presses. Have a great day.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.